that's nice.
You fuck with that?
I like that. It's got a nice little
bounce to it.
Yeah.
That's funny. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Doc, the Golden Child, and Sharon.
The normal one.
How'd you like the intro music?
I like that. You did your thing.
Yeah. You like the little shit at the beginning when he was like, but bullshit.
And that's great. When you first said that to me, I was like, wait, let me go back.
Yeah, you probably couldn't, because it was like on Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm. But I like that.
I need to watch that movie. It's from a movie.
You sent me the little clip.
Yeah, it's like these little badass kids.
Terrible ass kids.
Yeah, that shit looks good though. But anyway, we got music now.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Man, this is wild.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to talk about today, so I guess we're just gonna chill.
Hey, I'm in chill mode. Listen.
What?
Work has been like crazy.
I see. You came in here and so she walks in, everybody. And she had like, what is that, a purse or just like a little
bag? It's my bag.
Is it like a purse or just like a little, I see it. Oh, it's a Bloomingdale's bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anyway, so she comes in here with a purse and it has like half a bottle of Arbor Mist in it.
Yeah.
And she gets a red cup and just pours. I'm thinking she go pour like half and then give me some. But nah, she just pour. I'm like, oh, you got a strong wrist tonight. She said, thanks, I've been working out. And pours the whole thing up. I'm like, I know that's right. I'm like, oh, you must be out tomorrow. She said, nah, I'm not. That's the
absolutely
sad thing.
Not.
That shit was funny.
Like, dog, I literally just been working Monday through Saturday straight. And because we're short staff, we have somebody now, but he's training.
Oh, yeah, he's training.
So, like, even my lunch breaks aren't lunch breaks.
You got, like, work through them?
Yeah. And I just go stand behind a tail line, kick my little feet up, try to put my chair low enough to where people can't really see me.
Doesn't work. Oh, yeah, because you have been working the tail line.
Yeah, I've been doing both.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah.
And then, like, I have to do stuff after work. Like, 1 week I had to work, but do a little thing for the little old people.
You had to do something the other day, right? Because mm-hmm. I texted you about the show. And you.
Yeah, because Wednesdays is normally the okay day.
Yeah.
But I completely forgot until that day, until we got the invite reminder that I had to go to a networking event that I don't remember signing up for. It was for the Galley.
The Vikings or something.
Yeah, it's called the Vikings Title Company. So it was a title company, basically.
Oh, okay.
It was like 60 people there, and it was at the Galley, but it was like people were kind of in and out.
The bar of the Galley?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they had like food and stuff, but
it was like a private event? Y'all had, they had the whole thing? Or no, was it they had like people in the bar, too?
There was regular people
about
there.
The bar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was regular people there, too, but it was like they had like a section. So me and my coworker, okay. We said hi to people. We met the guy, you know, we met up with the guy that invited us and everything. And then after we had our free drink with them, we had a free couple of drinks with them. And then it was like, okay. So, you know, we're talking to other people. And we're like, where are you guys from? I'm like,
oh, these people that's
down the street, First Home Bank.
Oh, okay.
There's like people, it was like a lot of people that work, that was working. A lot of people that came from work was in there too.
From the Viking Title Company?
No, just random people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we were talking to them. And then I was like, I looked at the time and I was like, what the hell? It's
time
to
go.
I left there, it was like 8:15.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not, well, you get off work at 6.
Yeah.
So it's on,
but I think it's just like
you gotta work the next day.
Yeah, and then it's like the long days. But I mean, I can't really complain because my check's been looking real good.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've been getting probably
like 1 week. I get 1 week. My check was like 120 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, and then like this last check I just got was like 110, but that's because of how our days fall.
Yeah.
You know,
because twice
we
a
get
month.
Paid every like the 15th and every 30th of the month.
Yeah, twice
so,
a month.
Like, so and I go on vacation soon, so that's why I'm like,
you just
whatever.
Saving the money. I'm going to get on the overtime list when I start this new route. I got a new route
mm-hmm.
that I had bid on, and I just got the results, like, I think 2 days ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier than the shit I'm doing now. The route that I'm on now. Mm-hmm. No businesses. It's just all residential.
Which is kind of what you was doing before you left your station.
Yeah, but it's the new one I'm finna go to is even shorter than that one.
Oh, okay.
So, That's straight. I like that. It's just easier.
Yeah.
And I think the truck I'm going to be in, I think it's going to have AC. I remember when I used to drive that big, the big box.
Big ass van.
I think I'm going to be another one of those.
So. Oh, that's tight. Especially in this summer.
Yeah.
Like the day, what day was it that we had that heat advisory? I can't remember.
It was earlier this week.
Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy for me because like, I'll see the temperature, but I'm inside.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so when I do go, like when I have to go out to put our sign up or bring our sign in and stuff like that, I just be like, maybe I missed like the bulk of the heat.
You don't be feeling that bad.
Not to me, but you know, I'm naturally cold normally, yeah. So heat is okay to me. But I don't know. And this rain, I wasn't expecting it to rain the way it did. What the hell?
So it rained like shit today in St. Pete. I don't know like what the fucking fuck is going on. But it wasn't, it was late though. It was nice all day today.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't bad. I mean, it was hot, but it wasn't like super hot today.
Yeah, I had walked to Publix and I was fine.
Yeah. But yeah, so I called Randy. You met Randy. Mm-hmm. I called Randy earlier today or whatever. I'm sorry, podcasters. This is a very localized podcast right now. But anyway, I called Randy just for some random stuff or whatever. And I was just asking him, you know, how his day was going and shit. And he was like, yeah, it's straight. And he said, it's supposed to rain later. I'm like, supposed to rain later? I'm like, it's beautiful outside. He's like, yeah, it's like a 45% chance. I'm like, oh. But he said it was supposed to be later.
Yeah.
So I ain't paying no mind. So earlier today, my truck breaks down.
Dog, I seen that on your Insta.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'm gonna go back to that later. But this part of that kind of goes to what I'm about to say. So I did my route. I got back at the office. I clocked out at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm finishing up my route, the sky starts to get dark. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, nah, it ain't gonna rain. It's just a little cloudy. So I'm headed back into the office. Get a little darker. I'm like, okay, it is gonna rain. But I'm still not thinking nothing of it.
Yeah.
So I go in the office. I load my truck. Excuse me. I clock out. I'm coming back, you know, walking through the parking lot, walking to my car.
Yeah.
And it starts sprinkling. But it's like them fat ass raindrops. Like, it's not raining like a lot. Like, it's like they spaced apart, but they're real fat. It felt like somebody pushing me in my back or some shit. I was like, God damn. But then, like, it probably took me like 30 minutes to get home from where I work. Because from my job home, I drove 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was raining. Crazy.
Like, some people was pulled over under the interstate.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't see.
Yeah.
So, and I was finna pull over. I'm like, damn, they stole my idea. And there wasn't no more room. So I'm like, well, I guess we're gonna keep going.
Oh, shit.
And there was big ass puddles in like the intersections. Mm-hmm. And you know, my car low. So I'm driving through it slow, looking at the side of my door, making sure water not coming in. Because if you go to a certain point, like water will come in through like underneath your doors or whatever.
I remember the days like that with my last car.
Oh, yeah.
My little neon.
That's funny that was your car. And that was the car you had before this one.
Yes.
Most people had like a cool car in between or whatever. But like, you literally just, this the first cool car you done had.
Yes.
And it's not even that it's like super cool. It's just more up to date.
Yeah, that's literally it. But like when I got that car, the car I have now.
Yeah.
I got it thinking, because I was still going to be working in Tampa. Like, I got it with the driving mind. Like, okay, I got to drive over the bridge. Let me get something good on gas. Something little, whatever.
And should your ass still be having to drive sometimes?
Yeah. Like, why are we having to go to goddamn Sarasota
and shit?
That's
what I'm saying.
But Mimi was my first car I had ever bought myself.
Mimi.
And I remember, like, West Shore is the worst place to get stuck on when it's raining. And it can be raining for like 10 minutes. The shit floods like high shit. It was one time I got stuck in Tampa until it stopped raining. Like, I had to turn around and just go park my car at my job.
Yeah.
Because like I couldn't with my car. I knew the shit was going to cut off.
Damn.
I just knew it was going to cut off and just start floating. So I was just like, you know what? But a lot of people did that. A lot of people would just turn around.
It's not worth it.
It was just a little pocket that you could not get stuck in.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
No. And today I was at work in that part of the rain where it was like just not visible. I didn't get off until like 6:15. So by the time I left work, it was just raining.
Yeah.
But I could still like go straight home.
Yeah.
Like when Tony got off, he was telling me the same thing.
It was raining hard as fuck. Like you couldn't. It was just gray.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People had like were driving with their hazard lights on.
You know what I can't stand is when people drive like that and they feel the need to like snap about it.
Or, what do you mean?
Like people that get stuck in rain like that, that they can't see the danger, real dangerous type shit. And you go on Snapchat and you see that person stuck. Oh, you mean
actually snap?
Yeah, like snapping, like doing a video or on their little IG story. And I'm like, get the fuck off the phone. Yeah, how do you have time to even pull your phone up? Go to the app.
This ain't the right time.
This is just, it's not that deep.
I thought you meant snap is like get an attitude.
Oh, no.
Like, get attitude about what?
No, like I don't have time. Yeah, I get nervous when I see shit like
Speaking
that.
Speaking of that, when I came home from work, the news is on and they were saying that, I don't know if I could pull it up. It was basically saying that, like, as far as, like, they did, like, some type of study for, like, the safest states in the country or whatever, the safest cities in Florida. And they said we was, like, on the bottom of the list. I'm like, God damn it.
For just anything or just, it was like weather conditions?
It was, one of them was, like, weather. One of them was, like, driving.
Uh-huh.
And then another one was, like, just overall violence, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Robbery and stuff like that.
Wow.
But, yeah, I was like, God damn it.
Of course.
That shit crazy.
I mean, in those type... When they come out with stuff like that, I wonder, how do y'all determine that stuff? How, like, the news...
It's just
anchor,
averages.
Like, how
it's
do
just
you
averages.
Determine? But then, like, you think about where you live, and it's like, I... But
yeah,
you know, other places.
It
I
was
don't
like,
know.
but they were saying like the Tampa Bay area. We was like, it was like the top four. It was like Tampa Bay, like the four major cities. Like so, it had like Jacksonville, Tampa, the Miami area, and some like or the Orlando area or whatever. But it was like St. Pete and Orlando was like it interchanged for the most part for like the safest and like number four was like the worst or whatever.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
But I can't find it.
Did you watch any of the debates
I actually was watching, before you came, I was watching, I still got a pause on YouTube. I was watching Night 2, the one that came out last night. I stayed up and watched the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm like halfway through it. I'm almost done with it.
I recorded both of them. I had my dad record the first one for me because that's the night that I was out. So when I got home, like, my focus wasn't going to be on that. And then, so I recorded the first one, and I also recorded the second one. I started it, but, like, my eyes were shutting. Like, I was all in, but then I couldn't keep up. So I was like, let me just record the rest and finish it.
That should be getting heated.
That's the crazy part, because, like, I was all in, and then I'd be paying attention, but it was like, I can't, because I won't be able to have an intelligent conversation with somebody come the rest of this shit.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to talk to you about that, but I was like, man, she ain't watched them shits.
Now, I keep up with those. I do keep up with that type of stuff, especially because, like, I don't know, like, how your mom taught you to keep up with current events and stuff like that.
She didn't. I just kind of fell into it. I just want to be, I'm low-key into politics.
Yeah.
I just feel like. You got to know what's going on.
Right.
Because if you can't just believe anything you hear. Like, but that's kind of how I am with everything.
Right.
Like, so it might just be my personality, but like, right, with religion.
Yeah,
like,
true.
When people just be telling you stories and shit, like a friend of yours, like, okay, like some shit just don't, if it sound like bullshit, it sound like bullshit. And it's the same thing with that, so.
I know, like, so my dad, what he used to do. Before I was, like, driving and stuff, when he would pick me up from school and stuff, he'd always be like, did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, what? I mean, we'll be having a whole normal conversation, and he'll just do a complete twist and turn. And I'd just be like... And then he'll, like, make a joke about it, like, see what the hell you be doing all day. Like, you don't know what the fuck going on.
Oh, yeah, he just tried to... I know what you mean.
But because I'm one of them type of people where I feel like I need to be able to argue with somebody if they come at me. I've always been like
that.
That's
true, though.
So I'm like, okay.
You can't just, that's
so
for real.
That's literally how he got all of us to, like, read the newspaper, pay attention to the news if it is on the TV. And I just kind of kept going with that. And then when I got old enough to vote, it was the same. He would do the same thing. But he would pull out... Like, it was one year, it was probably my first year of college. He was bringing out the politics, and he was like, you know, that was when Obama won that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought out somebody where the focal wasn't really on, you know, that person.
The main.
So he brought that person up, and he was like...
You didn't know who it was?
I didn't know who he was talking about, and he was just like, So you finna go for Obama because he's just black. This man could be dumb as hell.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's true, though.
And then that's just from that point on. You see
Ben Carson fuck ass tried to run, and he's dumb as hell. And this motherfucker's an idiot. This motherfucker's a neurosurgeon. I ain't gonna call him an idiot, but he just be doing some dumb ass. He be acting slow. Because I ain't gonna call him dumb because he is a neurosurgeon or whatever.
Some people are more book smart than they are.
That is true. Like some shit he be saying, it's like, are you asleep?
Yeah.
But yeah, but that shit interesting. Like the first night, it was I can't remember the dude's name. It was like a Spanish dude, but I hadn't heard about him before. But he had a lot of good points. I'm like, I like this guy.
It was from what I've heard from like listening to other people talk about. Like I'll listen to people. I just don't put my opinion in, especially like with me not looking at it myself. So I just kind of catch the vibe. Kind of briefly, he listened to what other people saying. So I've heard about the Spanish guy, and
I can't remember his fucking name.
Heard about the lady.
Hold on, let me look him up. What lady? Elizabeth? Elizabeth Warren?
What's her name?
Or Kamala Harris?
I think that could be. I think it's her.
Kamala Harris is the black woman.
No. Then it wasn't her. It was the other lady.
It's probably. You're probably thinking of Damn, I don't forgot the lady name of that. Quick.
I forgot. Yeah.
No, you. I'm sure.
I know. I need to like look.
Elizabeth Warren. You probably talking about Elizabeth Warren.
I heard about her, but again, I don't really pay attention to. I try to pay attention, but I can't pay attention because, you know, I work with a lot of Republicans, too.
Do you really?
Yeah. Like, I know my manager's one. And she's younger, but I know she's one. And, like, the new guy that we work with, I can't really tell with him, but he kind of reminds me like my dad. Like, you know, like, he could be a Democrat or he could be a Republican, but
he's more independent.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he calls out the flaws on both sides. Like, he's not just, you know, his parties. Like, he doesn't just see his, you know, parties, people, and think they're right or whatever.
Right.
So, it's going to be, I feel like this is going to be an interesting one.
His name is Castro. Well, his last name is Castro. They just got the last names listed here. Julian Castro, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard his name.
Yeah, he was pretty. I'm like, okay, he's making a lot of good points. Like, but that was last night's debate. But
yeah.
I think the star of this, well, not last night's, the star of Wednesday's debate, because today's Friday. But Wednesday, Castro was doing his thing. And then I think tonight, well, last night, I feel like Kamala Harris was doing her thing. I ain't like her at first.
I'm going to have to look at it. I'll probably look at it Sunday.
Yeah, but she was a former prosecutor. A prosecutor, but the, what the fuck is it called? Not the attorney general. The DA? DA? I think she worked for the DA's office or whatever. But yeah, she was a prosecutor for the DA's office or whatever. But,
okay.
So she's good at, like, getting her point across.
Right.
But yeah.
I think this is going to be interesting, honestly. But yeah,
I'm gonna try to do a little quick little political recap on the show every week if I can. Yeah. Because I be listening to my little political podcast and everything when I'm at work and shit.
Well, I mean, at my job, you know, we run the news.
Oh, yeah. But what news do y'all watch, though?
What is that channel?
Because if it's Fox, you can't be watching Fox. The motherfuckers be lying.
I think it is Fox.
Don't watch Fox.
I think it's 13.
Don't watch that shit.
I got to look and see. I just know it's...
Watch, like, MSNBC or some shit.
No, like, but if you go into, like, our exec's office, they have either the stock market on or they have...
Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. But if you're going to have, like, the news on, like, them Fox motherfuckers, that's, like, propaganda.
Literally, like, if you're not lying, because I'll walk past the TV and I'll just stop just to see what's going on. And just listening to some of, like, the news anchors talk, I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they sound crazy.
And just, like, walk out and I just walk away, like, I can't.
They be sounding crazy.
I can't. Then the shit, they be like all delayed and off when it's time for them to start talking and stuff. I'm like, are y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
Like, come on now.
That shit be crazy.
So listen, I'm going to be leaving July 13th.
What day is that?
A Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to New Orleans. And
for that weekend?
For that week, I'll be back on Tuesday.
Isn't Essence
is that
this week? I mean, not this week,
it's
but
next
week.
Which is crazy.
No, I don't think it's... Oh, is it the week? Oh, it is the weekend. Okay.
Because it's crazy because I'm like, all right, we're not going Essence weekend, so we should have no problems booking a room to a hotel and all that stuff. I don't know if there's something happening that next weekend, but literally trying to book a room like through the hotels was nearly impossible. At least, and then a good hotel at a good price. So we ended up going through Airbnb.
And it was still bad?
No. We found like a really nice ass apartment right in the middle of like, right in the middle of the French Quarters, close to kind of where all the places will be going for about $500, which is nothing compared. Like some of them hotels was asking for like $1,200. I'm sorry.
Fuck no.
Not in New Orleans. Absolutely not. Won't be doing that.
Fuck that.
Like, I love the place, but it's never going to be that serious.
You driving or flying?
Flying.
Oh, okay. Who going?
Alicia and Shante.
No, y'all might as well stay here.
She got her ticket and everything. I was like, look, oh, you going for real, for real. You was doing it. So it's going to be. But then I also have that, when I come back, I have that whole week off. And yeah. I don't go back to work until that Tuesday, the 23rd of July.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a nice little break.
Definitely. At first, I didn't think they was going to let me keep doing it, like, with our staffing and stuff. But my manager, she was like, no.
No, you probably put that shit in so far.
Yeah, she was like, I mean, I didn't mention them not being able to give it to me. But she was like, when's your vacation again? And I was like, oh, she's like, oh, yeah, no. You're taking it because it was in before all this stuff happened.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
We'll figure it out. So I'm like, all right, let's go.
I ain't
finna stop nothing. Okay.
That's
don't
funny.
Call me either.
That's funny. So what do girls go on trips for? Like, I know you're going for your birthday, but like when y'all be going to like on y'all little girls trips, mm-hmm. what's the objective?
Oh man, when me and Alicia go on trips, we get fucked up, okay? And we just literally have the best time.
But doing what though? I feel like y'all just be like two old
no.
ladies getting drunk.
Oh no, we
like what's that movie? Ah, oh, fuck. With the two ladies, they like rob a bank or some shit, and they on the run. Not Harriet.
Not Thelma
and
Harriet Louise.
Thelma Louise. There we go.
Oh, my.
I mean, y'all be on some Thelma Louise type
it's
shit.
It's kind of like Thelma Louise, but we're a little more extra. Like, we go to clubs.
What's
we be
more
in
extra
clubs.
Than fucking robbing a bank?
All right, you're right. We haven't robbed anybody. No.
Y'all should.
I think this is going to be my first time going on a trip in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, and she's single this time.
But she's single.
I think last time it was flip-flopped.
Yep.
That means she can
do her thing.
She can cruise.
She can do her thing.
Do y'all be trying to fuck on vacation? Like if you were single?
Yeah, it's we haven't actually fucked anybody, but it's been close to happen. Like we've been to places and
because I feel like when I'm on vacation, I feel like if I'm at like okay, like for example, like if I go to Miami for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know how like that's an event that everybody comes to Miami for, like even if you're not from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they be in town, they be trying to fuck just as much as we trying to fuck.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Definitely not saying that.
Have you ever been
But in... I've never like actually physically fucked anybody while I'm on vacation. Now
why not?
Have I
why not?
Kissed people being
why you ain't never
pissy
fucked?
Drunk.
Don't blame it on alcohol.
No, it's
Jamie,
on the
Jamie Foxx. That's a great song, by the way.
It is amazing.
But
song.
Anyway, why not?
I don't know. Like, and the crazy thing is, like, both of us, because she'll get to a place to where I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, you know, we let each other have that fun. It's a judgment-free zone. We are nowhere near home. We don't know nobody, so we're not being judged by anybody. We just literally go free. But at some point we pull each other back. Like, all right, let's go. Let's
Man,
go.
Why you doing that?
We do it to each other. I don't know. It's just like, all right, what will we regret the next day? I don't know. But we still have like we have fucking fun. Let's see, we've skinny dipped.
Oh shit. Where the fuck you skinny dip at?
We've skinny dipped in Tampa before at a hotel. I mean
at like a pool?
Yeah.
When people was in it?
It was us and it was like some other people. I remember and
you got in the water and it took your swimsuit off?
I
you
was already
just...
drunk before we got to the pool. Okay. So when I got to the pool, my bathing suit was on upside down. I had one of those halter things on.
How the fuck it was upside down?
I don't know. I put it on upside down, like the booby cup part was hanging at the bottom.
They were like, what the fuck is wrong with her titties?
So I remember just being like, well, I'm going to take it off.
Oh, okay.
So I just took it off and was like, let's go jump in the pool. And there was somebody else with us. And I just jumped in the pool. Alicia, she runs through hotels with no clothes on.
Are y'all on drugs? You know who else ran through a hotel with no clothes on? Who? DMX. You remember seeing that video?
Where were we?
It was like some hotel. Well, y'all was there. Y'all was there when DMX was running.
I'm trying to think. The last time, I think we were in Miami when that happened. Somebody was talking to their little boyfriends on the phone, and she was like, "Where did this?" I think the girl, her name was Tierra. And she's like, "Where did she go?" And next thing you know, her ass is just flying down the goddamn hotel hallway, butt ass naked, looking for her, yelling her name, Tierra, Tierra.
Oh wait,
we were in the hotel.
Okay.
So the skinny dipper was in Tampa.
The friend was looking for Alicia?
No, Alicia was looking for her.
And then the other girl was running around naked.
No, Alicia was looking for...
How did Alicia get naked?
She took her clothes off in the hotel room.
And then she left the hotel room and then...
It just went running down.
Did she find her? What happened on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z?
I just remember telling her, get your ass in here now. And then the girl like comes out of nowhere... And
she was under the bed.
Well, because I remember we stayed at the Hyatt downtown in each one of their hallways.
Where y'all was at? What city?
Miami.
Oh, okay.
And I remember, like, in each floor, there's a little sitting area by the elevators. Yeah. You can sit down.
Like
and
a little lobby.
We were right there by the sitting area, so she didn't have to go running as far as she went.
Oh, the girl was over there sitting down?
The girl was just sitting there, and she comes back and, like, grabs Alicia and takes her back inside. We've been to clubs and like danced on stages and all types of stuff. We just have fun. Meet new people.
That's cool, but I like you trying to Euro step my question.
I'm not fucking nobody on vacation.
Why not?
I mean, I haven't. Let me just say.
But why? I feel like you haven't because you're not allowing yourself to be free. You gotta fuck on vacation.
I just feel like. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not thinking about it. I did say if I ever had a threesome, it would be on vacation. I wouldn't have a threesome at home.
I think we fucked around and stumbled upon a conversation.
I've said this before. I would never have a threesome here. Absolutely not.
You never said that.
Yes, I did.
You never said it to me.
Oh, well, yeah. I would never have a threesome here, but I would consider one on vacation. Like away.
Why? What makes vacation any different?
Because you don't have to. It's just... You're just living, you're just free. You don't have to see that person again. You don't have to see, like, when you come back to your senses and you realize that that person you just don't know what the fuck that person got going on. Like, damn, that was the worst person to fuck around with this person. But, like, a lot of people are like that, I think. They'll choose to do it on vacation. There's no contact left.
Man.
Fucking keep it moving.
I want y'all to, one of y'all to fuck on this vacation.
Okay. Listen, the last time we went to New Orleans, Alicia met somebody from off the street. Literally. Like, when you're, it's called Canal Street. And Canal Street is basically one long main road.
Oh, there we go.
And everything's on that road. And there's only one way in and one way out.
Yeah.
Like, as you're driving down, and once you get to the end, you literally just make a U-turn to come back out.
Yeah.
And so, like, I remember us walking. We're just walking up and down with our little daiquiris, because daiquiris are big in New Orleans.
I'm aware.
And we're just walking halfway there, you know, and we're like, ooh, let's go. All right, it's dark. Let's hit up Bourbon Street. No, that was not the plan. Because this guy just jumps up. And next thing you know, he's like attached to, he throws his arm around Alicia.
Was he from New Orleans?
Yeah.
It was.
He just throws his arm around her and like, she was already drunk.
Was he attractive?
In her mind, yes. To her, that was going to be like her, that was her new love.
But to you, he wasn't.
I was fucked up. I don't remember. And she will tell you the same story. Like she literally, like he was with us until we went to like this little hood pizza joint somewhere. And then we lost him. So we're waiting for, he was like, oh, I'll be
Did
back,
they exchange
y'all.
Numbers or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never, like the rest of that night, we had never seen him. And then the whole night, like we lost our car.
Damn.
We lost the car.
Oh, like you forgot where you parked it?
Yeah. It's like when you go down.
That's you got to take pictures. When I'm out of town and I park my car, I take pictures of where I'm at, where the car is at.
It was literally one, it was one, it's one huge parking lot that you pay for parking. You park, well, you park your car and you pay when you go pick it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the parking lot was right where we were. But somehow, we were literally out till like 5 in the morning.
I was going to say, how late was y'all out?
We were out till like 5 in the morning, went to the hotel, went to sleep, and we was up by like 11, back at it again. Like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I just don't know if I'll be able to drink like I used to. That's going to be the thing.
That, I feel you, but you keep, you not telling me why you won't fuck on vacation.
What do you want me to say?
I just
want to
know why you won't.
I
why are you opposed
know.
To it?
I'm not opposed to it. I just, it's never happened. It's just never happened. I've met plenty of people on vacation. I've just never jumped on, what the Trick Daddy say? Jump on the dude. I just never done it.
Yeah, he did say that. That was Trick Daddy. I had to make sure they had the right gospel.
Yeah. I just haven't. I could take Tony on vacation.
No.
You know, that doesn't count, though. I was going to say, that doesn't count, though.
I want you to fuck something new. Some new pee-pee.
I can't do that.
Well,
now.
Not now. I'm talking about at the time. That's what I'm at. No, I'm not. That's what I'm asking. Like, why you never did it before?
I don't know. I just never did it. I don't know. But, I mean, Alicia's there. And I can see single. And
she up.
When Alicia gets to a level,
she trying to.
There's no coming down from that. Okay?
You need to watch what you say, because don't be calling my friend a hoe.
I'm not calling her no hoe.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Once she comes down from her, when she gets to a certain point, it takes a lot.
Did I tell you that I was talking to her on Instagram?
Yeah.
A few weeks
ago.
She told us we got to find her husband before she gets. Like, girl, you ain't going to be thinking about that.
She's so serious.
You ain't going to be thinking about that.
She's
going to
be, she'll be single her first couple months, do her thing, but then she's going to be like, all right.
She's going to hit the beach. She's going to be, oh, shit, fuck this.
Mm-mm.
Hot girl summer.
She's never been like that. I used to be like, oh no, I don't want that shit.
You know what?
Like relationships and stuff. I never wanted people to set me up. Nothing. Her?
She's like being in a relationship.
She likes being in a relationship. Nope. She loves it. I think this is the longest she's been single for a while.
It's been like what? A year, if that?
That's what I'm saying. This is like the longest, I believe.
She sounds like a quitter.
What? What is she quitting? The single life?
Yeah, she sounds like a quitter. She gives up too easy.
I mean,
she's not determined enough. I don't like her. That's why I have single now.
She living her little best life now. She already acting like it's her goddamn birthday.
But she gonna be
26.
Okay.
Yeah. Or is she gonna be 25?
I don't know. I know she's younger than us.
Yeah, she is. Which is crazy, but what's more?
I think she's gonna have a good time in Florida.
I think so, too. It's different. It's a whole different scene for her. I mean, outside of her coming down here, you know, to see me and, like, her brother and stuff, it's still different.
Right. Oh, I had it right. Okay, cool.
And, like, she's somebody I know, like, if I, like, whether it's just a Saturday. What is it?
Bug or some shit.
Oh. Even if it's, like, a random Saturday, I'm like, let's go.
What's up, everybody?
Let's go to goddamn Miami for the night or something like that.
Man, I want y'all to be... Damn, man. I like to live vicariously with people. And I feel like when you're on vacation, you're supposed to be out here.
Why should people go on vacation to fuck?
Because it's like... It's spontaneous.
And it's like, there's other spontaneous shit to do on vacation, not just fucking.
Girls be one of the girls be like when niggas go on vacation.
Yes, exactly.
This how it is. When niggas go on vacation, like when we talking to our boys like how your trip was, like us, like if a girl asks another girl how her trip was, I'm like, oh my god, it was so much fun. We rode horses on the beach. we went on a tour of this museum. Niggas be like, how your trip was? Man, it was hoes out there, boy.
No, dead ass. It's a big difference.
If it was hoes out there, then the niggas had a good vacation.
It is a huge difference.
Well, exactly.
Who is that? What do they say?
Norm said, you gotta be fucking.
No, you don't have to go fuck on vacation.
And Shantae said, hot girl summer, yes.
I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't done it.
Well,
I mean, I can't do it now.
Yeah, you can't do it now, but
I'll let you know. We'll keep you. I'll leave that story for Alicia.
I want you to. Oh, she can start coming to the podcast too.
Yeah,
you
I'll leave start, that story to her.
When she when y'all go, I need you to peer pressure her and like, hey man, you go slap that nigga.
Listen,
dick.
I don't have to peer pressure her. Okay, trust me. That girl crazy. She wild.
Don't talk about my friend.
I'm gonna talk about her.
Don't talk about my friend. You know she listens.
I know. And she not tell her too. She crazy as hell.
I just want y'all to be free. That's all.
You want our legs to be open.
Or your mouth. Don't be so narrow minded.
No. Absolutely not. If I'm going on vacation, you talk to her, you want us to be open and no, somebody's gonna be pleasuring me. I'm not gonna meet somebody to suck their dick.
Who the fuck is you?
Who the fuck is you?
Have you well, no, you haven't. But like
oh my God. I can't.
Oh shit. Well, the moral of the story is
somebody needs to fuck on vacation.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I can't believe you never fucked nobody random on vacation.
I just haven't.
I have.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's Sharon.
Who was that?
Norm. He was asking who co-hosting. Ugh, look at her.
Stop it. Listen, we're looking real crusty until next weekend. I don't even got no nails on.
Big ass fucking eyes. What you gonna do about them eyes next weekend?
Get some lashes put on them, boo. Okay?
That's gonna make them look even bigger.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, look at you. No, it hasn't. I've done another research. Doesn't.
Thank you. I already got me some. Like, I got my little outfits and stuff.
Does Tony give you any guidelines when you go on vacation?
Mm-mm.
So you could possibly fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you want my ass to come home single. What Shantae say? Hot girl summer.
Shantae, she said she jumped. She said, love you, Sharon. But look, if there's no guidelines that he didn't leave you when you go on vacation, that means you can spread your legs.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like I said, if you want me to be single when I come home,
how you gonna know if you don't tell him?
My conscience, it won't allow me.
This nigga, are you gonna just tell him? I'm like, He gonna know what you want for breakfast. You gonna be like, okay, fine.
Probably. That's the sad part. That's probably how it's gonna go. I can't do shit like that.
Aww.
I believe karma is just too real. I can't. I am not a good cheater whatsoever. Can't do it.
Man, ain't no such thing as cheating on vacation.
No?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I just was trying to see if I get you to agree with me.
I was gonna get you to explain. Do tell. How do you come up with that? Like, what is your logic?
All I'm saying is, moral of the story, I just want you to have a good time on vacation. How's
and
your
I
Arbor
can't,
Mist?
It's great. I'm halfway through.
Is that the same bottle you bought?
Whenever? No, this is a whole new bottle.
No. I mean, my bad. Same flavor. I'm going to say same flavor.
Yeah, it's the same
That's
flavor.
What I meant. That's what
I meant. Just know that cheap shit gets you feeling good. This is only $5.
That for bottle that big ass bottle?
Yeah, that bottle was only $5. Every time I go to the grocery store. Every time I go to the grocery store, I get a bottle.
I'm saying you bought that today?
Mm-mm. I bought that Sunday, but I was drinking. I had some Ciroc watermelon that I was drinking on.
Why the fuck I thought she was going to say Ciroc water? Ciroc water. I'm going to say Ciroc water.
That's new.
Mm-hmm. I be craving watermelon random times throughout the day.
Ooh, we got a good one, too.
You got a good what?
A good watermelon.
Oh, we got some in the fridge. I'm going to get some after the show.
It's summertime. You cannot go wrong with.
Exactly. So what else you think you want to do this summer?
So I've started. You know, I took your words to heart.
What?
You called me the boring friend. That hurt my feelings.
Did it really?
It did.
Good.
So I've been, you know, stepping out. I don't do any things on Fridays only because I work.
Gotta work the next day.
Yeah. And it's just not worth the sacrifice. It's not that serious. So, but like Saturdays, like I went to brunch last Sunday. So I'm like getting my feet wet.
When you work Saturdays, is it? It's still a full shift, or you get off early?
Oh, I get off earlier. Like, if I stay, it's for me to catch up on stuff I can't do in the week. It's hard to do stuff in the week for me now. So right. I'm like...
Oh, there was something I wanted to talk about.
Staying for that reason. But, no, it's a short-ass shift. It's almost like one of them shifts
Excuse me.
You question why you're even there. It's not long at all. So, yeah, like, tomorrow trash. I'm leaving at 12.
I know that's right.
I'm leaving at 12, go do something to myself.
You finna masturbate?
No, I'm gonna, you know, like, fix myself up, not look so crusty.
So you finna masturbate?
Hey. Unless Tony's not home.
When you do jack off, what's your favorite jack off method?
Well, with the little toy.
On the hood or inside?
On the hood.
Ooh.
On the top, just... I don't got all night to be just going down there like
you ever
that.
You ever see that one vibrator that got look like a fucking microphone? It's like it's a tube, and then it got like the head on the top.
Yeah, yeah. But you know the
I feel like you could jump start a car with that motherfucker.
The smaller ones be like the because they literally like their focal point is. Just there. They have some, too, that goes inside and that focuses right on that hood part, too.
So, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, hey, just take me straight to the point so I can go about my business, okay?
Sometimes, what the fuck? Shantae, I guess because she... Yeah, we switched topics very randomly.
But, yeah.
Remember when we went to...
the sex store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still never tried that goddamn dick pill I bought?
Why?
I don't know. I'd be forgetting this.
Bought it months ago.
Yeah, that bitch might be expired,
It was
huh?
cold when we bought it.
That shit might be expired, huh?
You might need to check the date before you do that.
I used the cock ring I bought.
You did.
Pretty fun.
But I wanted you to use... I was actually looking forward to using the pill.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
I don't remember the name of that bitch. Probably called some shit like... Yellow Dragon or some crazy shit.
It's been a while. I definitely checked the date on that shit.
That shit probably called Hungry Gorilla or some shit like that.
Oh man!
Fucking bootleg dick pills.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I need to try that shit. That's funny.
You just might as well do it. You might as well. So I bought this new bathing suit.
Thought you were about to say something else.
What?
Something sexual.
Like what?
I don't know. We were just talking about sex toys. So I bought this new blah blah blah. I don't want to hear about that.
Well, no. I bought a new bathing suit and I tried it on and everything. Because I'm like, ooh, I want to go to the beach this summer, you know.
And?
Yeah, I tried it on, and Tony walks in, like, the room while I'm, like, trying it on, and he's like, where the fuck are you going with that?
Oh, he one of them niggas?
And I pulled that whole hot girl summer thing.
And what he said?
He was like, hot girl beat that ass. I was like, well, I mean, I like thong bathing suits.
Well, hot girl summer canceled, though. Your leader got pregnant.
Who pregnant?
The city girl.
No, we're not following the city girls. It's all about Megan Thee Stallion.
She got a nigga that got like 7 kids.
Who, Moneybagg Yo?
I don't know what nigga she got.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. What's that?
Nah, the dick pills from, I got it from the sex shop. He has about talking about the ones from the convenience store. You tried the one from the corner store?
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. Yeah. I just feel...
You saying, oh, God, but if Tony come home with that goddamn white rhino in his system and your ass can't walk the next day, you going to be saying, oh, God, in a different type of way. You can be like, oh, God. when you got to put a fucking cast on your pelvis, you going to be like...
Oh, man.
You ain't going to be so upset then. Yeah, take another sip of your drink.
I said, you want some?
No, I'm...
I got something in here.
I don't know where your mouth been.
Honey.
Why did you say honey like that? Like you about to hyperventilate. Like you didn't know what you were going to say at first. You was like,
I did it.
Honey. Shantae should put the emoji eyes. Oh, they having their own conversation. She knows Norm.
Oh, I'm saying, what kind of conversation they having?
We're making a love connection in the chat.
Oh, excuse me. Let me mind my business. Who gonna make a love connection with you, for you? We need to make that happen. Your hot boy summer need to come to an end shortly. You've been doing too much. You need to settle down.
Y'all hear this shit? You've been drinking too. How much of that drink you got left?
Like half.
No, let me see. Less than half. No, let me see. Give me the. Okay.
Just a little less than half.
I thought it was down here.
Mm-mm. It was running out quickly, so I had to sip a little slower.
You got to wait this slower.
Listen, I've been sounding real literate lately. It's fine. But I'm serious. I do think it's time that you look into finding somebody come the fall time. I'd like to know what certain requirements you're looking for so I can be on the lookout for interviews.
I have one requirement. For you to mind your fucking business.
You are my business.
No, you're not. Tony's your business.
I am going to be on the lookout. Come just to fall time. I'll let you have your summertime. But fall time, I think you need to.
That's when you fuck the falls.
I have zero time.
I still ain't used it yet.
You need to. It's too late now. You got to buy a new one.
I got
to
check. It probably didn't expire.
You think you can just return it for a new one?
Hell no.
Probably.
Them shits probably all sales are fine. Them shits behind the counter. Shit behind the counter, you can't return them.
Right. Dead.
That's funny. Mm-mm. Anyway, you seen that they, you remember, I think it was like last year. Was it Charlotte? Yeah. Charlottesville? Mm-hmm. When the dude had like random people over and shit. You remember that shit? It was like, it was some type of like rally or some shit. It was like a year ago. Oh,
okay.
And he was like a white supremacist or whatever. You know they charged him with life? I just saw that today.
Good. About time.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, damn, this shit. I thought this shit been happening. Well, you know, that type of shit, they be taking forever to charge people. I don't know why, though.
I don't know either. I seen a couple of other people that was supposed to be charged, like, a year ago as well, just getting charged for shit that they did.
Yeah.
Like, on the news and stuff. I'm like, why does it take that long? Clearly, this person's guilty.
Amen.
But then, I guess, like, you don't even want to see what they're charged with, because half the time, the shit don't be right. This one is the first in how many that they actually charged the person the way they should have.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They gave him a life, but shit.
Well, he needs to sit there, rot, and think about his actions.
Word. Wait, I didn't know if you had heard about that shit. I meant to bring it up when we was talking about politics and shit. Excuse me. You didn't hear the word I said, did you?
Yes, I did. You wanted to bring it up when we was talking about politics.
Oh, okay. Because you looked coughed and you looked at me like, what the fuck did this nigga just say? I gotta make sure.
Listen.
I'm listening, but you wasn't saying shit.
When is Rick Ross's album coming out?
I don't fucking know.
Like, how do you feel about the song he dropped, put out?
I ain't even listened to it. I don't want to hear shit until I hit the project.
Okay, you're right. But,
what song? Who was it with?
It had Wale on it.
Oh, no, I'm probably not going to like it.
I'm not a big Wale fan. I wasn't feeling the vibe from it.
Too slow?
Not necessarily. I mean, he's just like, he's rapping, but I don't know. It took me a little minute to get into it. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to listen to it again.
What's the name of the song?
Let me go look it up. Let me see.
Because didn't somebody else drop a single?
Who? Recently?
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? It wasn't Rick Ross's song. It was Drake featuring Rick Ross. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Those two songs. It's called Act a Fool.
The one with him and Wale?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds like it has an up-tempo type name.
It's like, not necessarily. It's not.
No, I'm saying Act a Fool sound like it'll be like a up-tempo type song.
No, I was expecting something different, and then I heard it, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to wait for the album at this point.
Yeah.
You know. And then those
songs. But it's supposed to drop this year.
I hope so. It's been long enough.
What was the last?
The last one he opened was another Maybach. Was it another?
No, it was.
Not another Maybach music.
Obviously. Not Rather You. Was it Mastermind? No one Mastermind.
No, it was Rather You Than Me.
Was it Rather You Than Me?
Mm-hmm. That came out in 2017.
Damn, it was. Damn, that's 2 years ago?
That's crazy. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, time goes by fast. That was a good album.
Courtney said, hey. Yeah, it
hey
was.
Girl, that was a bomb ass album. Like, I even got the album from my dad.
Oh, for real? You bought them now?
Yeah.
Like a physical copy?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I haven't even bought myself physical copies of shit, but I bought him one because he don't.
Your dad be walking around with a goddamn CD player listening to music? Your daddy better not have no goddamn CD player with headphones.
It's like in his car. Like when he riding around, he just.
If you don't teach that nigga how to use an aux cord,
I try, and teaching him something is literally like pointless. He has a stack of CDs that he has in the side of his car, and that's it.
Your daddy is not that old.
He old in country.
Oh, the country. That's more country than him being old.
I tried to put like Pandora.
My parents know how to use Bluetooth, so this nigga need to get. And the aux cord is easier than Bluetooth.
He can use Bluetooth he knows how to do it in the car and stuff. But as far as like setting up like a music app and all that stuff for him, it's too much. It's too complicated. And then if you tell him that he can do that, he's like, no, my phone don't do stuff like that.
It actually does though.
Yeah, but he's saying it as if, you know, we're behind in life because we use Bluetooth, like we Bluetooth music.
If we behind, what the fuck is he?
That's just, can't tell him. You can't tell him. So I don't even try. But I remember me and him we went somewhere and we was listening to the album and he's a Rick Ross fan. He's a big Rick Ross fan.
Yeah.
And he was like vibing to it, so I bought it for him and he listened to it.
That is funny.
He just be chilling. And he'll know, like, you put on a song, he know. He's like, that's Ross. That's what he calls it. He's like, that's Ross.
Nigga, you know this, who the fuck right, this like, is.
He doesn't sound like anybody else.
He doesn't. That's funny. Did I ask you? Oh, no, I didn't. That was a few episodes ago.
What?
I was going to ask you about Father's Day. Did you do anything for Father's Day? But we already talked about that. Yeah, exactly.
On to the next.
Anyway.
Listen, I went out last weekend for during the Pride time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was last week. Pride, yeah, you were just out.
I was just out too.
Me and Shantae had went to, we went downtown, I think, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday.
I was down there, and it was so many people by the time I got down there, so I just parked, we just parked it in one spot.
Parked what? Your pussy?
Yeah, because, I mean, it has to sit down, too, so. We just parked, and, like, people was just living their little best lives out there. I got flashed.
Oh, you saw some titties, or you saw a dick?
I saw some titties.
Nice.
Like, three times.
Or were they, like, man titties?
No, it was a girl.
I mean, not man titties, but, like.
It was a girl, but they were kind of, like, they weren't right. I don't know.
They were
They were just very kind of droopy a little bit. And she was young, too, okay, so I was a little upset about it.
Well, the titties come in all different shapes and sizes. Just because you got walnuts.
And they are just fine, okay? Thank you.
But I'm saying not everybody can walk around without a bra.
This is true. But even, like, small titty women, I feel like, you know, sometimes you have to realize you can't just, even if you're small, the shape of your titty, you got to put some support with them still. And I don't think she grasped that, but we were sitting at the bar, and people were laughing at dance moves that she was doing because she was right in front of the door.
She was dancing with her titties out?
When she did show them, she was dancing with her titties. She was standing on a chair.
Like, they was, like, naked titties?
Naked, bare-ass titties.
Were they white people titties?
Yeah.
Describe the titty. If you could describe the titty in one word, fuck that. If you could describe your titties in one word, what would it be?
Well, okay.
Is they just okay?
All right, let me think about this. 1 second. I feel like my boobs are more of like a. They give me more of like a plumish type shape, but a little bit bigger than a plum.
I'm not telling you to describe the size. Like, what word comes to mind when you think of your titties? This motherfucker meditating, got her eyes closed and shit.
When I describe my titties, I'd have to say they would be more of a savory. I had thought of the first thing that came to my head.
That is funny.
Oh, man. I don't know. Never thought about it.
Well, there's things you should think about.
I guess so. Now I'm going to have to think about it.
If you got to apply for a job application to ask you that, you got to know the answer.
You're right. You're definitely right.
Let me see. I wonder how I would describe my dick, if I could describe my dick in one word. Handsome. I feel like I got a handsome dick. it ain't ugly. It might not be the most attractive dick, but it's handsome.
Okay. I was going to say, nobody's body parts at the bottom is nowhere near attractive looking.
Anyway, back to... Shantae said, bitch, what?
Like, how do we get to this?
Because you said the lesbian was dancing with a titty.
I don't think she was a lesbian. I think she was just a drunk girl living her best life.
Oh, because I was asking you to describe how her titties looked. Yeah. You said it was kind of droopy or whatever.
They were like raindrops.
Drop top?
That wasn't even there.
But when me and Shantae was at Crafty Squirrel getting something to eat, so this girl had walked in. I don't want to be insensitive. Like, well, they girls. They might be lesbians. You can still say girl.
Yeah, you can still. Yeah.
But like this girl had walked in, but she had like a button up, like not a button up, like a, you know, like a button up shirt or whatever, short sleeve shirt. Yeah. But it was like open. You know, he had a shirt open. Mm-hmm. But like we could kind of see like the side boob. We were like, okay, she just being doing her thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But she went to the bathroom and then she came back and we seen it, like her titties was like out, but she just had like her nipples covered. So like she was just acting like she was, you know how niggas be just having their shirt bust open. I'm like, oh, good for her, free the nipple. Okay. We were just kind of confused at first, like.
I seen, because you know where I work. Yeah. You know, I see a lot of crazy shit by my window. There was this one girl, it wasn't even Brown Pride weekend time yet. And
you know the whole month.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But she was walking, she didn't have no shirt. And obviously she was a lesbian or she was gay, whatever. But she was the guy. She was a little dude.
Oh, okay. She was,
and
I got
she
you.
Was walking
she
around.
Was like the aggressive.
Yeah, she was walking around with no shirt on.
I can't say
on.
That. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
What is it?
She said, Shantae said she was a stud, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yes, this girl was a stud that I'm talking about, and she was walking around with no shirt on, and she just had tape on her titties.
Yeah, that's what this girl had.
But she was just casually. It was like on a random weekday, walking around, and I'm like, honey.
Yeah, she probably did that shit for...
you still gotta like...
For pride.
She looked regular, but...
No, I mean, the whole month, they
you know,
just be feeling it.
The
so.
Chihuly had, the Chihuly Museum by my job, the little, like, the random look, like, the glass sculpture.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah, like I probably never paid it on mine.
It's like
I didn't know there
the
was a museum over there.
The glass sculpture museum, it's, like, right there by my job.
I didn't know we had one of those.
Yeah. It used to be out on Beach Drive, but now it's on right
I
there.
I didn't know that.
Like, they had a drag queen exhibit. So
it was like artwork of drag queens.
People.
Oh, it was like actual people.
Yeah,
so it was like a show kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It was like a couple people like walk in past my window. And I
this
was
is why you
like,
was at work.
Mm-hmm. Like that Friday, and I was like looking. I was like,
good for them.
People was like, you know, putting their wigs on in front of my window. I don't think they
realized.
Because
it's like a mirror. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I don't think they realize I can see them and they can see me too.
Yeah.
But they stop and I be waving and I like do the thumbs up, like looking good, do your thing, have fun.
That's funny.
Show
out. I mean, I was into the live video.
But it was fun.
That's dope.
It was fun hanging out, watching other people, you know, living their little moment.
Yeah.
I had my dad drop me off too because I wasn't dealing with that parking shit.
Did I have a hard time? I didn't really have no hard time parking that day.
I just didn't want to deal with it at all.
No, I feel you.
And granted, I had a decent amount. I had 3 shots, 2 drinks.
I can't see how you'll be doing shots. I can't do that shit.
And it's crazy because, like, my coworkers were out there. Like, my manager was out there with her friends. And then one of my other coworkers, he was out there. He texted me. He was like, I have a shot of Fireball waiting for you. And I was like, bro, I don't drink Fireball, ho. But as soon as he see me, his ass pops up. And he had one for Janae, too. And he's like, and Janae really doesn't do Fireball. Like, she can't. It messes her stomach up.
Oh, because of the cinnamon, probably.
And so I took this damn shot. Then next thing you know, these random people who... I'm going to get back to this couple because I thought it was very interesting. This random couple got me and Janae. Like, they did shots. We did shots with them. They paid for those. And then these two people that we knew, they popped up. We did shots with them. And then I had my normal two drinks, but I felt good. Like, I wasn't reckless. And I was like, let me go home before I start.
Yeah.
Before I start showing some shit out here with these people.
Start feeling yourself.
Yeah. But, like, the couple. Let me go back to the couple real quick. We were in Firebucks, and we were just chilling. This guy, he was bald head, little short, stouty little thing. And he came up friendly. He was like, hey, can we, like, chill with you guys? Like, y'all are sitting here, y'all are laughing. We know you're laughing at people, which we were. And he was like, can we just sit here and talk to you guys? Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, so we were just chilling. And, like, his wife, she just looked young. And I think she was from a different country because she had an accent, but she wasn't talking that much. Like, he did the introducing. You know, he placed
black
her.
Dude, white dude?
It was a white dude.
Oh, okay.
He placed her where he wanted her to sit. And, you know, like, her, like, she looked at my shoes. I had sneakers on. And she's like, what kind of shoes are those? And I'm like, did he buy her? Like, the whole vibe was just, like, it was interesting.
Did something happen?
No. They were nice people. Uh-oh. It was just, like, you know, looking at how they interacted and then just how she was. And then I watch a lot of those shows where people, the 90 Day Fiancé
show. Oh, yeah. I've heard about that show.
I seen that show before. So I know it's real.
Right.
And so, like, it was just, I was looking at them and I'm like, all right. She looked a little young, but she ain't here. But at Firebucks, the security guards weren't out there yet.
Oh, yeah, because it was,
like,
during the day.
Like, carding people. Well, it was still at night, but it wasn't late enough for them to card people, right. I guess. And so, I don't know if they, like, you know, she was carded when she came in, but I don't know. They just, it was interesting. Would you ever do that?
Would you partake
in that? Purchasing of the wifeies?
No. For what?
I don't know why people do it now.
I don't think it's like a straight up transaction. It's more of like a green card marriage, I think.
It's definitely that.
I think it's more than that. More of that, rather.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we leave, one random question from Twitter. I'm going to start just at reading random questions from Twitter.
Okay.
What's worse, shower sex or having sex in the car with a condom on?
Shower sex.
Why? Because I said shower sex too.
It's too slippery. It's too dangerous.
I said the same shit.
The last time I did, almost, I thought I was gone.
I said shower sex. I said I ain't trying to die for a nut.
I thought I was gone.
I'm naming this episode, I'm not dying for a nut.
Period. I like that.
And on that note.
Hello.
I feel like that's a perfect way to end the show.
There we go. You did that.
This has been another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
I had a burp.
Excused.
I'm gonna put the music at the end of the episode and you guys rock out with your cocks out. Happy Friday.
Peace out.
I'll let you go all